Log Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, January 21st. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Little Alley Cat.
Little Alley Cat actually made it all by herself this week.
Yes, it's only me. Sorry to disappoint.
Well, you know how we all do enjoy those interludes from Little Kitten, but, you know, I think most of the users do come on to listen to Little Alley Cat.
Well, that's so very sweet of you to say. Go on.
And for those of you in the chat room, yes, I've got a rubber ego just a little bit to keep her on the show.
Yeah, because, you know, every once in a while I'm like, that's it, I'm done, I'm through, I'm not coming on, you don't love me, you don't appreciate me. So, you know, you can continue.
So, how has your week been?
My week has been pretty cool, actually. Did I mention? I probably did. I find it hard to believe that I would not mention something pony-related. I built a photo book of Kitten growing up through the years. Did I mention that? Not ringing a bell for you?
I think you said you were taking and going to be doing that.
No, it's like what I was doing was I had to go through all the old photos and going back and trying to find every picture of her getting ponies or with ponies or bathing suits or when Frilly Frocks arrived and just every pony moment I could think of and compiled it into a photo book that basically spans Kitten's entire My Little Pony life from the time she was like 3, which was the earliest pictures I could find, until 14. It's a big book, but it came out awesome. They arrived today, and they are freaking awesome. I was like, I started working on it in August of last year, and it just became so overwhelming, I had to put it aside for a while, and then I think I picked it up again in November, and I had to put it aside again, and then in December, I decided that's it. I'm gonna
You're
going
to finish it.
Get it done. Worked on it for a month, and it's done. So I am very happy. And, of course, you know, when you're doing the online photo book hosting or whatever, you know, there's like a bajillion places you can go online to have them make a photo book for you. Different options, different quality of whatever. And so I was a little nervous, you know, that after spending a ridiculous amount of hours putting together a 50-page photo book with over 200 photos, that I would get it, and the picture quality would be crappy, but it looks great. It looks really good, and I'm very happy with it, and I can't wait to show it off. I'm going to bring it to the Maryland Pony Meet.
Oh, I hope you're going to bring it to the convention so that I can
I'll bring it to the convention
it.
As well, but it's like I find myself going, but like I want to show it to everybody, but at the same time, I like don't want anybody to touch it. Don't touch it. You might rip it. You might stain it. You might get corn dog oil on it. I don't know. Just look from afar. Let me turn the pages for you. I'm like, it's like that brand new baby thing, you know. You keep a blanket over the carrier for like a week or two because you like don't want the world to like impede upon your brandy new little child. And that's how I'm feeling about the photo books right now. Like, you can look, just don't touch. Kind of hard to get through all the pages that way, I know. But you know, what I'll probably do is I'll bring it to the Maryland Pony Meet and I'll be like carrying it around with me and like pulling aside people I know who have clean hands. Here, look at this. But yes, I'm very, very excited about it. It came out really well. And I actually had the forethought to order two so that Kitten would have one for her own when, if she should ever leave the house, which seems like a likely thing to eventually happen. But, you know, when she does, you know, maybe she'll be 60, 70 years old, she'll have a pony book of her own to bring with her. And I'll have one as well, because I don't want to, you know, not have my pony book after putting it together. But it's so freaking cute. It came out really nice. It's like, I know on radio it's really hard to kind of convey, you know, the whole, wow, this super coolness of it, because it's a completely visual project. But it's awesome.
Well, I am very sure we'll be able to do that for the fans when we see it at the convention, you know, because I'll be sitting there going, oh, my God, this is so cool. And I'll probably be sitting there describing each and every photo. So that'll take up the entire 3 hours right there.
Well, there's 50 pages in the book. And most pages have some pages that have one big picture. But, you know, there are some pages that have 5 pictures, some have 10 pictures, some have, you know, you get the idea, 6 pictures, you know, various stuff going on. But it's pretty cool. I mean, I started out with, like, the earliest picture I could find of her with a pony, which was at Christmas. And then it, like, went Christmas, birthday, Christmas, birthday, Christmas, birthday, Christmas, birthday. And in between, you know, whatever happened in between, you know, whether it was okay, this is her pony room at this time, or this is her pony collection at this time. This is her in front of the pony collection she had when she was 5. This is the pony room at 7. This is the pony room at 12. This is the pony room at 14. So, and then, of course, there was in-between stuff. She did a big science project on My Little Pony, and Frilly Frocks arriving was a really big deal, and lots of different My Little Pony clothing. And friends playing with ponies. And, you know, what really I found kind of upsetting through this process was that Kitten had also received ponies for everything you can imagine. If it was Easter, she got ponies every Easter. She got ponies on Valentine's Day. She got ponies on good report cards. Sometimes she just got ponies because, well, you know, it was in the store or it was, you know, something we'd been wanting. You know, you want a reward, it was ponies. And I did not take pictures of like, any of the Easters. I have no idea what happened to all of the Easters. I have a couple Easters on video, but those were when she was, like, right before she started pony collecting. But I don't know. What kind of mother doesn't take pictures of all the Easter baskets? There's something seriously wrong here.
That's a good question, you know. I think that gets you into what the Worst Mothers Club right there.
That pretty much did me in. I mean, I'm like in shock. I'm like, how could I have not taken pictures? I mean, I did not. In case you hadn't noticed, Kitten's kind of spoiled in the pony department at the very least. She is spoiled. I mean, the girl wants for nearly nothing. Now or another, I didn't take pictures of these ridiculous pony Easter baskets she would get.
Hello?
Hold on, somebody is calling for Kitten.
And of course, here where we would insert our pony commercials. So here we go. Let's all go down to the sweet shop. Let's all go down to the sweet shop. Let's all go down to the sweet shop. Let's go down to Scoops.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, sorry about that. Kitten's social life is interfering with the show. I've got to let her. I have to alert her that somebody will actually be calling. Oh, kitten. Sarah is going to be calling you on your cell phone. Where is your cell phone? You might want it.
So she's downstairs and the cell phone's up on the third floor. Like, go get it.
Wait a minute. A teenager and her cell phone isn't, like...
I know, they're not attached to the hip. I don't understand it.
What's wrong with this child?
Probably because she was on the computer, probably on Facebook or something like that.
Is
the battery dead? Oh, no. That was good timing. Okay, so all is right again in the social world of kitten. But yes, I mean, it's like dumbfounding. I've ripped apart everything. I ripped apart the house. I went through everything I could find. I can't believe I never took pictures of the Easters. The Easters were huge. In some Easters, she had like two or three baskets because I couldn't fit it all. I'd have like the G1 basket and the G3 basket, and I'd have the, you know, come on. And then I'd have like the normal Easter basket that actually had candy in it.
Well, see, you know, what you should have did with those was you should have hidden them around the house.
I did.
Because you know what my mother did one Easter? My mother actually had Easter eggs all over the house. And basically I had to follow the clues and the trail of Easter eggs to find my Easter basket.
Well, some of her Easter baskets we would hide. But once we got to, like, the G3 Easter baskets that were, like, taking up the size of, like, you know, a small bathroom, oh, it's kind of hard to hide them. We did an Easter egg hunt every year, though. And some years, we, like, actually might put pony stuff in the Easter egg if there was some sort of pony thing that I could put in there. But, yeah, I was very, very disturbed and distraught that I could not find any... And then there were other stuff, other stuff. She opened so many mitten box and mitten card ponies in those first, 8 years of collecting, where I was, like, really, like, pulling out all the shots with it. And I didn't take pictures. I only have, like, pictures of, like a few, maybe five, of her with, like, a mitten box G1 before she ripped into it. And... And I don't have pictures of, like, the really good ones, you know, like when she had, what was it, she got Red Roses was mint box, and Lemon Treats was mint box, and she had Baby Glory mint box, and all the families, she got mint box, and
ooh.
Those are the ones you want to see the pictures of her tearing into, you know, and I don't have any pictures of that. I'm really, like, surprised. But, you know, forethought, people. You don't think of this stuff. When it's happening, it's, like, really hard to recognize the significance this will play 10 years later. So in my defense, when she was 5 years old getting ponies, at the time it was just another toy. It wasn't at that point a huge, huge collection. You know, maybe she had 30 ponies, but that wasn't abnormal. I mean, this was during the Beanie Baby craze. Everybody had 30 of something.
Oh, yeah.
So having 30 ponies, you know, was not in of itself any shocking thing to feel like, oh, this is the beginning of the next 15 years of our lives or something like that. It just didn't think about it. And by the time I thought about it, I still screwed it up. I never took pictures of our first pony room. We temporarily lived in a place in between moving where the military put us up in this one house on base for like four or five months, and it actually had an extra bedroom. So for the first time, we actually had a room. We're like, hey, let's turn it into a pony room. We're only going to be here for 5 months and put this other stuff in storage, and why not? And I never took any pictures, or I took pictures and I can't find them. Maybe the film got wrecked in the car or something like that. I cannot believe I don't have pictures of the first pony room. Go figure.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it shocked me too. I'm sitting there going, come on, are you kidding me? I thought I had pictures of this. I probably did, but, you know, back then with the rolls of film, they get lost, they melt, they're undevelopable.
undevelopable, and by the time you got there, you have no idea what was in the canister to begin with, so you don't know what you lost.
Oh, yeah.
But all in all, the books came out very well, and I'm very, very happy and excited about it. That was like the biggest pony thing to happen. Oh, and I did win a Minton package, UK, My Little Pony duvet cover and pillowcase.
Woo!
Which is significant because, being the dummy I am, during the Great Pony Purge, you know what I did, right?
You got rid of it.
I sold it. So I had to replace it. And now I'm wondering if I can find the person I sold it to and be like, I'll trade you that old messed up one that was actually on Kitten's bed for this new shiny Minton package one. Who knows who bought the thing? I mean, I don't have a clue. But I did get a new one.
Well, that's good. You at least somewhat replaced it.
It's kind of weird. You know, you replace it, but it's not the same. It's not the one that was theirs. So it's replaced, but we'll see what I do with it. Whoopsie. All right, hold on. I'm doing crazy things with the fire.
Are you attempting to set stuff on fire now?
I'm like just, you know, maybe setting the house on fire. It's no big deal. It's cool.
Oh,
carry
okay.
on. Well, yeah, we have one of those itty-bitty fireplaces, and so we have like one of those little door flame logs in there, and I just went to kind of break it open to kind of speed it up, and it broke open in the wrong way.
Okay.
That's okay. So what about you? Any pony happenings this week?
Actually, no. I haven't. I'm still, like, trying to pay back pony debts, and it's also January, which means car insurance is due.
You don't pay car insurance monthly?
No, we pay it every 6 months.
You might want to go monthly. It seems a little less painful that way.
No, trust me. I'd rather have it painful 2 times a year than once a month.
Hey, whatever works for you. I will say, you know, after I finally got my nightlight, I haven't bought as many ponies. I'm almost, like, after Christmas hit, I was done. You know, after I got ponies for Kitten for Christmas, and I found my nightlight, finally, after a year of intensive daily searching, I was it. I was like, hey, I don't have a reason to be on eBay right now because the few things left on my want list are way too expensive and I can't buy them, so why look for them?
See, I'm in the mode of I just don't have the time to hit eBay.
Yeah, once you fall out of the loop, you know, you have to have a certain pattern that you go on every day to keep up with what has all been newly listed.
Right, right.
And when you're out of that loop for a few days, it takes forever to catch up. So much so that you don't want to get back into the loop. So then what you have to wind up doing is going backwards. You got to start at what's ending first and catch up to a certain amount of pages back and then jump over to what's newly listed. And it takes like 2 weeks to get everything straightened out again.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Then, plus, there is the cash flow issue. So, it's kind of like, you know, I have not even gone out and gotten the hub ponies yet.
You poor, poor thing.
I haven't even gotten those yet.
Hey, that reminds me. I got a hub pony this week. I got Valentine Pinkie Pie. The hub Valentine Pinkie Pie.
They have Valentine?
They have a hub Pinkie Pie, yes, a hub Valentine G4 Pinkie Pie. And she has little hearts going down one leg, and she comes with a ring and a comb.
Hold
one
moment. A little
heart ring. And it's in a heart-shaped container.
Where did you find her at?
Target. Target
Hold
exclusive.
One. Hold one moment.
We're going to Target tomorrow.
Yes, we did hear that. Oh, and don't forget, everybody, the G4 Hub ponies are now at McDonald's. So I also got the Pinkie Pie McDonald's toy. Because that's,
hold
I guess, apparently
one.
Release number one.
Hold
on.
On
the way back from
more.
Target, you're going to stop at McDonald's.
And McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah, that was supposed to start today, everybody. It was supposed to start today. So everybody has to go bombard your local McDonald's and call everyone in a 5-mile radius to see which ones they have and hit up your McDonald's. So I take it back. I did have other things going on in the pony world. I got my Valentine one and I got my McDonald's one. And they gave me the box. I mean, I showed up and just bought the ponies and they gave me the box. And, of course, there's cartoon, you know, half of the box is dedicated to My Little Pony, you know, the girl side, and then the other side is dedicated to the boy stuff, which I did not even notice what it was. I don't know if it's Transformers or what.
Yeah, normally when they do My Little Pony, they always do Transformers with them.
You know, it's Hasbro, a Hasbro thing.
Hasbro has to always have two things going at once at McDonald's.
Well, I guess that would make sense, just distribution-wise and marketing-wise.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, of course, my mother's probably sitting there thinking, didn't you just today say that you have a very certain amount of money for this week?
You can buy just the pony at McDonald's for $1.04.
I think that's maybe what I'll do.
What's on this box? Oh, I take it back. It's Tonka Trucks, although they're also a Hasbro toy.
Oh.
I think what
I'll
it is,
see.
Is when you have the box, it kind of would be weird to be marketing two different companies, maybe, you know, and Hasbro is like, no, we're not going to have some sort of competitor company on our box. So they have a special deal to make sure that their boys and girls toys are released. Hey, you know what? It
What's
does
that?
Not say, I don't see it saying Target exclusive anywhere on the Pinkie Pie Valentine version, but history has shown us that it always has been Target exclusives, but
actually,
it doesn't have the little bullseye on it, so maybe it's not.
Don't you remember they actually stopped doing that? Like, a few years ago, they stopped doing Target exclusives.
Well, you know, when it came to the core ponies, I just didn't even notice or care, so I really wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it was the year just before they started doing the core ponies.
Hmm. Well, you would know, because once Core Pony Boar 7 hit, I was just like, you know, no thank you. I think I got, like, just a couple, when it came to exclusives, like, I liked, like, Snow Sweetie Belle, and that was about it.
Right.
But, yeah, and it's all, but it's in a little heart shape again, so it's cute. It's a cute little package. And the ring is the same mold as the rings that came on the Wing Wishes. The G3 Wing Wishes.
Ooh.
Just they made the backside part a little smaller to go with the smaller pony.
Okay.
Let me take this. Ah! Let me take the ring off. Compare size. The size is like exactly the same, except the little part that goes around the leg is smaller. So that's kind of interesting. It's
okay.
Good to know.
Always, always good to know. And how much was she?
I believe she was the standard price. I'd have to go fish up my thing in a moment here. But, hey, word of the warning, careful shoppers, just so you know, when I went and got my McDonald's pony, I was like, oh, I'm here for the McDonald's, you know, Happy Meal My Little Pony toys. I'm like, oh, we have two of them. I'm like, okay, two different ones. And I'm like, great, give me two of each kind. What they had, which I didn't realize after I got them home, was they had the Boar 7 Sweetie Belle. So with the real big, weird head and the hard tail and the brushable mane. But the Pinkie Pie is the correct one. It's the Hub Pony Pinkie Pie. So make sure that just because it says My Little Pony on there and, you know, make sure you're not getting some reject G3.5 monstrosity, check carefully and make sure you're getting the G4 hub ponies.
Well, see, this is exactly what I do. I walk into McDonald's, I walk up to the counter, look them dead straight in the eye, and say, which girl toys do you have? At which point they will show me all that they have in stock for that day, and I'll go, okay, give me these two.
Well, the color threw me off. I was not even thinking that they would have the 3.5 ones. I didn't even pay attention that they had ever been Happy Meal toys. So when I saw the color, I thought it was Rarity. I just thought, oh, there must be a Rarity in there, and the other one's Pinkie Pie. Great. Take two of each. Did not occur to me for a second that it would be the other My Little Pony. So, again, people, check carefully. Looks like Pinkie Pie's the first out. And let me see how much the Target Pinkie Pie was. I suspect it was, you know, typical price, somewhere around $5. Maybe it was less. Might have been like $3.50. I'm about to tell you. It was $4.99 each.
Okay.
Full price.
Okay, good to know. Well, you know, from what I'm reading in the chat room, Yum Yum had a very good week. Let's see, I gotta go up in the chat here. He got Tech, Big Brother Tex, and Big Brother Steamer, both with their hats, a case with mint G1 ponies. And there was a posy in there with bright pink hair.
Ah, awesome. Original pink hair. Were they all U.S. ponies?
I don't know. Well, we'll see in a minute.
Was that an Italian posy whose hair is much less prone to fading? You fail at chat scanning.
I'm waiting for him to respond to what you just said. Remember, there is a 1 minute delay.
Well, you don't just sit there and like do 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 for a minute. We gotta fill that 60 seconds.
All U.S. ponies.
All right, now I gotta try and remember my login name. There it is.
Okay, did you not just hear me?
I heard you.
Okay, just
because
making
the response
sure.
was not interesting, I chose to just ignore it. Had you said, oh, there's a French and an Italian in there, well, then I would have been like, oh, well, let's talk.
No, see, Miss Gettman,
you don't have to worry about the whole fast food crap. You just go there and ask for the toy.
And Miss Gadiman, I happen to like going to every single McDonald's on the way home from work. Because, yes, I have actually seriously have stopped on my way home from work and told my mother, I will be right back, and I will jump out of the car and run into the McDonald's. Just to find out which ones they have.
You see, I choose to do it the more efficient way. I get on the phone, I call them all up, I demand to speak to somebody who actually speaks English, which was interesting. I got one, my McDonald's, one of them, who could not understand a word I was saying. I guess, you know, and in my frozen moment, I forgot to say, mi pequeño pony, and they would have known what I was talking about, but
yeah.
I didn't. I just was flustered that they couldn't understand it and asked to speak to somebody who spoke English. But now, in hindsight, I missed a really great multicultural moment.
Oh, yes, because then they would have went, see, see.
And then I wouldn't understand anything else he said after that. But it is what it is. I always call up and find out what they have. I am not going to go around town. I'm not that dedicated. Unless, of course, I map it out and find out, okay, McDonald's here has number 3, McDonald's there has number 2, McDonald's there has number 4, and I then plan my route accordingly.
Well, see, my route, okay, they're on the way, so it's not like I'm going out of my way.
You just happen to go down one road that has a McDonald's every 3 miles?
Hold on one quick moment, okay?
Yes, I agree. The Big Brother hats are awesome. Probably one of the first sets we completed was the Big Brother sets with hats and bandanas, and still working on a few of the combs. But absolutely, the Village People, we love the Village People. They're awesome. The other thing I like is the princess accessories. I'm real big into having all the princess wands and crowns and crown barrettes and bushwallies and all that other stuff. I kind of have like a weird accessory obsession. Like, I don't like all the accessories, but certain sets you have to have the accessories too. Like the ballerina ponies are kind of creepy until you put on like their flower barrettes and their tutus and all that other stuff. Then they're not so creepy. Yeah, we still have dead air. So wherever she may
Sorry.
Have taken off to, what the heck did you do?
Sorry, my mother came in to ask me, why are we going to Target?
She's like, Mom, hello, why do you think we're going to Target?
Well, actually, yeah, I could actually repeat that.
No, what you need to do next time is tell her, we're going for Little's Pet Shop. I've decided to start a new collection.
Okay. Everyone's coming on a little trip with me. So, the show's going to come.
Are we going someplace interesting or someplace where you have to put us on mute?
No, I won't have to put you on mute. I'll just have to move my microphone. So you'll still slightly hear me.
La 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 la. Hey, I want to know, now with these new premium services, can we, like, maybe interview somebody, record the interview, and play it back at a later time, like during our live show?
Yes, we can.
That's awesome! We totally have to set up interviews now. We have to, like, because there are so many people we could interview who cannot necessarily make our special little time slot, and then we can play it later. You know who I'm thinking we need to contact? Are you still there?
Well, maybe we'll go tomorrow. No, I'm still here.
I'm thinking, and I have to say, Care Pony Genie was the one that brought it up first, and it's been sitting around in my brain, and I'm going, you know, we really need to. We should contact Lauren Faust and see if she would do an interview for us.
Who?
I don't know, the creator, director of the Friendship is Magic series?
Oh,
that Lauren Faust.
Okay, so I was brain dead there for a moment.
Yeah, that one. I mean, who knows, you know? She might give us the time of day. Maybe we could send her a pre, you know, hey, we want to ask you these 10 questions. Maybe if she doesn't agree to actually be taped, maybe she'll just send us like a nice written email response and we could read it over the air. That would be cool.
Well,
but I'm feeling brave enough to actually contact her.
Well, you can go ahead and do that. And so,
well, I have been the PR person of our show, in case you haven't noticed.
Are you trying to say something?
No, I'm just saying it seems to be a trend. I've just been the one, with the exception of Ryan. Of course, you did get Ryan for us.
Oh, yeah.
I just seem to be I've become the PR person as far as, there's another thing. I don't know if it's the PR person. The one that, you know, goes and sets up all the interviews for Oprah and lines up all the ducks.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You do a lot for the My Little Pony Talk Show.
Go on, tell me how good a job I do.
Okay, I've already stroked your ego once today.
Oh, come on.
You know there is a one daily limit with that, right?
No, just one more. Come on. You didn't do it last weekend.
Okay. Yes, you're great. Yes, you're awesome.
Okay, thank you. Oh, speaking of great and awesome, the pony meets and the pony convention, it seems like all of a sudden it's like right around the corner. We got four months until the Maryland meet, and then, 6 months until the big convention.
Woo! 6 months
and counting. Less than 6 months. It's more like 5 months and 21 days, but I'm not counting.
No, we're not counting here at the My Little Pony Talk Show. No, we're not.
No, not at all.
And yes, I do realize we do need to make up some things for advertising.
I'm going to contact some of my contacts who have contacts that have already done this stuff. Actually, I know a few people who have already made magnets and pencils and pens and buttons and whatnot. So I'm going to talk to them and get their business information so we can get this stuff done.
See, I was thinking business cards that I could print that are a lot cheaper, seeing as how we've already got one expense.
What one expense is that? The table?
No, not that.
The getting you there?
No, not that.
Okay, I'm having a brain dead moment here.
Okay, I'll unbrain dead you later.
Oh, is this one of those, I didn't tell you, but it's going to be a surprise and we can't tell anybody yet?
No.
You've told me.
Yes.
And I forgot. Okay, I forgot then. Well, I shall look into it and, I don't know. Are we thinking pens or are we thinking magnets? We need to do like a poll. I think we should do a poll. Of what I don't know, maybe they're cheap enough we can do them all. I personally like pens. But some people like magnets. And we need to contact the person who did our logo and tell her to make the My Little Pony part bigger so it will translate better if we do print up that image on a smaller card. We had mentioned it to her to modify it, and we kind of never really went forth with that. We do need that to be bigger.
Okay.
Because if we want to put it on a card or a magnet, it shrinks down. I think it'd be very hard to read the My Little Pony part, which would not be good. So we need to make that
probably
bigger. It needs to be bigger anyway, because it's barely really something that can be read very well. It's the only thing that I would like to change about that design is to make the lettering more legible. And we kind of mentioned it and we forgot about it, and I'm going to have to just contact her again and beg and plead, get her to change it.
That we do.
You know, if we had lots of money, we could get like our own My Little Pony made. And like hand them out. Oh my gosh, that'd be so awesome. If we had like My Little Ponies custom made to look like our pony avatar with the little microphone on her butt. Would that not be sweet? It would only cost like $500. We could totally do that. No? You don't think
no.
so?
No.
Darn.
The $29 a month.
Oh, that expense. Okay, well, all right. You eat that expense, and maybe I'll eat the other expense. I got to go look into it and see how much it all is. But there will be some sort of little doodad, and that doodad will depend on how expensive they are.
Well, see here, I was thinking T-shirts for you, me, and, of course, the Pony Genie.
We should get one for the Pony Guru, too.
And her, too.
She hasn't been on recently, but that does not mean she's not part of our family.
So, that, you know, we could be walking advertisements.
Yeah, that's another thing we have to talk about is, you know, what color do we want the T-shirts to be? Because I don't know that I want them to be white.
No.
We need to have them, like, a color.
Well, see, I would think black because of nighttime.
No, black attracts every cat hair color on the planet. You don't even have to have a cat to get cat hair on a black shirt. Although it might look good. Maybe dark blue. I don't know. That might be better. Dark blue would probably look good. We will figure this out later as well. We need to, like, do you ever take notes? Because we say this a lot during our show. We'll do this later. We'll talk about this later. And timestamp this because this was really interesting. And you know what? I don't do any of that. Do you?
I take mental notes.
All right. So we don't do any of it. So on my to-do list, I'm going to put get an agenda book. Just for the My Little Pony Talk Show, for all the times we say, mental note, talk about that later, timestamp.
There you go.
There we go. I found something I can use at least for now. All right, we're going to MLP Talk T-shirts and doodads. And... oh, yes. Logo modification. There we go.
You know, you have to admit one thing. We do have to admit one thing. We are not a show that hides all of this...
behind-the-scenes mechanisms of how we come up with our ideas and things that we do?
Yes.
That's called not planning ahead. We plan on the show.
But you know what?
That's not us being transparent. That's us being unprepared.
Yes, but you know, I somehow think that most of our fans tune in just for that.
You know what it is that we can't figure out why our fans tune in. So we are just putting random reasons out there as to why they keep coming back. It must be because we say the word pink less than any other pony show in history. Or maybe it's because they eat while they're on the show and I like to listen to people chew. I mean, just come on. You're always doing some sort of random. I think they come back because they like to hear us not talk about ponies.
Hey, if you want to, please... email your reasons to mylittleponytalk@gmail.com.
Or, hey, if you're listening live, you could call up right now and tell us what you love about us. What's the phone number?
That phone number, of course, is...
I bet you I can find it before you.
646-652 4550.
Once again, that number is 646-652-4550. Call now.
Operators are standing by.
We want you to stroke our egos. Tell us why you actually keep listening to us. You know, we should do that. We need to have, like, a whole, hey, this is going to be about you. Tell us, you know, send in your suggestions. What do you want to see on the show? Who do you want to see on the show? There's lots of things. You know what I was going to say? I have an idea here that I'm going to put out there. I think before, we're going to be wrapping up on our G1s real soon, and I think we're kind of going through a little bit of a procrastination here. I'm going to be sad to stop talking about G1s. I'm going to be very sad. G2s are interesting and everything, but they're not real high up there on my love list. And I'm really going to miss the G1s. The G1s are the near and dear to my heart. So I think before we take that leap, before we shock ourselves with the splash of cold water to the face, I think we should do it. Go ahead.
But if you remember correctly, what we were going to do was we were going to do a couple of theme nights.
That's what I was going to say. I think one of the nights before, you mean before we got into the G2s?
Right, we were going
to Right, okay, I was going to say make sure we were doing that, because I want to do like a night on the G4s, the hub ponies. Let's talk about like all the cartoons to date and stuff that's out there, just kind of get up to speed. Because you realize we're really not going to be going through all that collection for another 2 years. So we should do like an up-to-date on that. And we should do another one. There was another really good theme that we were thinking about. And, of course, you know, my mental note got erased. So do you remember what it was?
We were going to do, you know, a night all about sea ponies and all the ponies of the sea.
No, we weren't going to do that. Why would we do that? I thought we actually had, like, something else in mind, like something more people-oriented, like customizers, or we were going to have, like, certain, some other things go on. But,
okay,
hey, if
you'd
to be
let
all
me
about the
finish.
Scene, no, absolutely not. When am I ever going to let somebody finish a sentence?
When I put you on mute?
Doesn't count.
Like heckled, it does not count. In my book, it counts. But the other theme was going to be, you know, the boys are back in town. We were going to do a night all dedicated to the boy ponies.
I don't remember this. We'll have to talk more and get that narrowed down because, you know, we did some. Yeah, I guess we could do like a whole comparison show.
You know, we were kind of going to touch back on the great ponies of yesteryear. Of course, you know, how many could that possibly be? We only got through one generation.
But what a generation it was.
Well, you know, it was the one that started a craze.
You know, we need to do, like, a show on, like, the psychology of, like, the My Little Ponies and the impact on children.
Impact
should, like,
on children or
you know,
adults?
We should put out... No. Well, no, children, you know, their body image, their image of self and potential and whether it affects the way they interacted with others or how they viewed others or whatever. You know, I bet you we have somebody at least who's in school for psychology, and we should like get like a semi-official opinion on somebody who did some sort of study. Bet you there's a study somewhere. Dead air?
There
hello? You could have commented. Gosh, you wonder why I keep talking, because when I stop and I wait and try to get you to say something, there's dead air.
Yes, but you know, maybe that's why people tune in. For
all
the
right.
Sudden dead air.
Maybe they tune in because they know eventually we will talk about ponies.
Okay.
It might be why. Just a guess.
Okay, I guess that's a hint that we should possibly get into tonight's topic.
Sure. Do we want to take a trip to the pony room first? Or do we want to get into the ponies first?
Well, that's up to you. Do you want to run up the stairs?
Let me find out if Kitten is ready for pony snack time. Because that's usually a good segue into anything else we do.
Kitten! Pony
and of course,
snack time?
My Little Pony Snack Time is always brought to you by My Little Pony Snacks.
They're delicious and nutritious.
Good.
And when we talk about My Little Pony Snacks, we really are talking about My Little Pony Snacks. They are fruit-flavored snacks brought to you by Betty Crocker, found in your cereal aisle next to the Pop-Tarts and the Nutri-Grain bars.
Please
the fruit
do not
roll-ups.
Be distracted Please do not be distracted by the Transformer gummies.
Or the Bolt gummies. Or the Spider-Man gummies.
Or the Tinkerbell gummies. Those have gotten me a couple of times.
Who else? Oh, the Dora the Explorer. They got those too.
Don't remind me.
We have Bolt gummies. Kitten betrayed us. She went traitor on us and went to Bolt gummies.
Yes, but I thought she came back.
Oh, she just tries to torture me. I think taste-wise, she prefers the Bolts. But, you know, who cannot love My Little Pony gummies? So, on that note, I've got my bag of pony snacks. We need to go up to the pony room. And for those of you that may be joining us for the first time tonight, it goes a little something like this. Work on that timing better. All right. We are at the threshold. We are about to open the door. Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All together now. That pony scent of the pony room never gets old. Oh, gosh.
No,
so we're in the pony room. Say hello to all the 1,029 ponies. Everybody, pony snacks. No, I didn't bring enough for the whole class. Sorry.
Oh.
And yes, I got three greens again. I'm so lucky. I love the greens. I can't believe I got three greens twice in a row. 2 weeks in a row, I got three greens. I'm excited.
Ah. Oh, by the way, Yum Yum has found a replacement for My Little Pony snacks. Since, of course, he does not get them where he is at.
That's right. We said we were going to talk about finding a way to get him some.
He eats Skittles.
Taste the rainbow. Taste the My Little Pony rainbow. That works for me.
There you go.
You know, usually I save the greens for last because they're my favorite. I'm just eating them first this time.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, I forget I'm eating them first.
She's going against the grain.
I am. I know you're supposed to save it for last, but I couldn't help it. I got so excited.
It just jumped into your mouth first?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Love the green ones. They're so good. So who are we going to talk about? Last week we actually finished all the McCall ponies?
No, we actually...
McCall. It's McCall, that's right. McCall.
And we actually technically not even got through one because someone here decided to do an off-the-cuff interview.
Hey, I don't control the switchboard, so it must have been you.
No, I let them on, but you decided to start interviewing them.
Well, that's when I found out they were interesting. They're from another country. You got to interview people that call in from another country, for crying out loud. Anybody calling in, taking us up on that offer on why do you love us?
Nope.
That's really hurt my feelings. Somebody's got to call in and tell us why they love us. So,
let's
I thought we got through more than one. I mean, they're basically all the same.
We
did get through
did.
More than one. Actually,
we kind of did, but we kind of didn't. We got through Megan's pony, and of course, up next was Minty, whom is the same thing as her American counterpart, except for her green clovers are smaller and they're more farther apart. We have the Macau Snuzzle, who is the same. Well,
we talked about
cotton
candy.
Snuzzle. We also have the gray snuzzle with purple raindrops. We have butterscotch. We have cotton candy.
We did, because we talked about blosscotch,
But then we also have the other version of cotton candy, who is yellow with white hair, blue eyes, and, of course, still has her little white dots. And the Macau Bluebell, whom we didn't talk about, is a light blue-gray, but she looks a little yellow in her photo, with purple hair and purple stars.
Well, we have to recap. They all have blue eyes, much like the Italians.
They did. So are you ready to move on to South Africa?
Sure. Let me get to that page.
Okie dokie. Let me pull up Kit
Kat.
Yes,
believe it or not, they made ponies in South Africa.
Ooh.
Like, they didn't have more important things going on in the 80s, you know?
Well, you know, ponies were, you know, the thing to do.
Universal.
Peru, United States, oddities, errors. You know what? This is a very interesting thing. The
what?
Pony Guru does not have any South African ponies.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. She's got French, she's got Greece, she's got India, she's got Italy.
She must have gotten a South African pony by now and just hasn't put it up on her board. I find it incredibly hard to believe. As a matter of fact, I refuse to believe that she does not have South African ponies. Let me see what I can pull up from the Nirvana board. I had all this stuff set up so well last week.
Please do not mind us.
Well, here, you talk about something else for a moment while I look.
Well, how about I talk about the two ponies that I can talk about?
Okay.
First up is, of course, the South African version of She's My Favorite. She's My Favorite Unicorn. Yes, it's Miss Moondancer.
Yay.
She is white, bright blue eyes, and her mane is yellow and pink, while her tail is all pink, and her symbol is a pink crescent moon surrounded by twinkling, not normal, but twinkling stars, which means it's not the normal 5 points, but it's more like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points. So it's those twinkling
aww,
little stars.
So like Himmelstanzers?
Yes.
Who I'm still looking for, by the way.
So she has those cute little stars that you just want to sit there and stare at all day long. They're so pretty.
All right, so here's what I was able to find out about our South African ponies. Very little is known about them, apparently. And I'm retrieving this information off of the Nirvana board at the arena, where they did a little spotlight on the South African ponies, if you want to read all this. South African ponies are sold by Prima Toys, a South African toy company. This company is still going today and is one of the distributors of the G3 My Little Pony line in South Africa. So apparently you can still get ponies in South Africa, although I don't remember them ever mentioning if there was any difference between a G3 in South Africa and a G3 anywhere else. But we do know there were some differences with the South African G1.
Mm.
the theory of the ponies being locally made in South Africa doesn't quite fit with the South African ponies' hoof markings. South African ponies' hooves are marked made in Hong Kong. The hoof markings are barely legible, but you can still make them out. One could argue that it has been badly blanked out, as in the case with some no-country ponies. Another line of thought is that the South African ponies weren't actually licensed. It is possible that a mold was made using a Hong Kong pony, and that this mold was used to produce a line of My Little Ponies. That may explain why they still have the Hong Kong under their feet. In conclusion, one can see that there is still no concrete evidence that South African ponies were actually made in South Africa. Because apparently the back card does not even state where the ponies were made, only in the name of the company Prima Toys. So I guess they did this sort of like sleuthing investigation that Prima Toys was a South African toy company. However, doesn't actually say South African on the hooves, and then I guess they go to, well, let's look at the differences in the actual pony, which is where we're at. We're in that weird part of our show where you have no country ponies, South African ponies, questionable ponies, that it's hard to really pin some of them down. Were these ponies only sold in South Africa? It says here, they did get other ponies besides. The South African area got ponies from other places, and the South African ponies have been found in other places. So it was like two ways.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, okay, if you lived in South Africa, you only got the South African ponies, and if you lived outside of South Africa, you had no way of getting them. Apparently, they've been found in the UK, Germany, the Netherlands. Hi, Yum Yum. Australia, and even in the U.S., which I'm guessing is from military families bringing them over here.
Probably. And actually, I've got a very small list, but let me move on to the other one that we do have a photo of. We have Medley, who is yellow with blue hair, blue eyes, and her symbol is black. Music notes cluttered closely together.
I, however, have several links of pictures here. Arena Spotlight has several links. So let me get the link, and I can actually put these into our chat. For those of you that are listening to this and not in our chat, just go to the Spotlight in the Nirvana forums and look at the South African link, and then you can go ahead and see what we're talking about here.
And I'm actually going to go off of this list that was actually just posted not too long ago. It was actually just posted last Saturday. So if you want to try and go along with me, if you can find some pictures, okay?
All right, I just posted the picture for South African Medley on the chat board,
okay,
which is a really nice picture that you can very clearly see. I don't know what the picture is of At the Rainbow, but this is a really good picture.
Actually,
so I went ahead and posted it.
At the Rainbow, it's actually a really good picture as well.
No. Really?
Mm-hmm.
They have a good picture on the Rainbow?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to see this. I might actually have to go to that site. And there we go. All right, let me see what ponies pictures they have. South Africa. You know what? It's actually the cutout of this picture that I just linked. They took it and did not give credit. Naughty, 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 naughty. Not nice, because it's even watermarked. What are you going to do? Okay, so the first one, let me see if I can find the picture of...
No, wait.
The first one you spoke about.
Oh, Miss Moon Dancer.
Yeah,
okay.
In fact, I'm going to link a picture of Miss Moon Dancer.
Okay, you go ahead and do that. And then I'll get ready to give the list, which, as I stated, was just recently posted. So
well, where was this
the
posted
most,
at?
It was posted at the arena. Someone had asked, you know, what ponies were available in South Africa, and there is a pretty decent-sized list of known ponies that have been found.
Yeah, I might be going off of a similar list. But go ahead. I just posted the link for the Moon Dancer. Who's next?
So up next is Seashell.
She sells seashells on the green seashore, but there's no picture.
Bubbles.
She's in a standing. Hey, but I have a Bubbles. I have a picture of Bubbles. So what we can surmise, tell them the difference between the seashell. Is it telling you? Oh, you just have a list.
I just have a list.
Seashell. was in a standing pose instead of a sitting pose. South African seashell is standing. South African Bubbles is also standing. Now, they don't have a picture of the South African seashell, but I have found a picture of the South African Bubbles. And so here it is. And by looking at that, you probably can figure that's probably the same pose they used for the South African seashell. Very interesting. Standing Bubbles is like, wow.
Okay, I have to look at this.
Of course you have to look at this.
Ooh. She's a pudgy little thing.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see her in that. It's like she's been sitting so long, she got a big rear end.
Well, yeah, her butt.
You try sitting on your rump for 25 years and don't tell me it gets a little big.
Oh, we got a more clearer one.
What's the next one you want to talk about?
Is Miss Applejack.
I can supply a picture of that one as well.
There's actually two.
There's two pictures?
No, there's actually two pictures in this list we will not find photos of. I can tell you that right now.
Yes, there's actually more than two.
Well, that's...
There's four.
I mean, that's what Miss Pink Kitty Winks says, so... And she's
yeah, well, here I'm looking at the other list, and there's four. So unless they're supplying pictures, something's not kosher.
Unless those were actually added after that post was linked. So...
Let's see, there's Applejack... Again, I think it's something about the big old rumps down there in South Africa. What the heck?
Mm-hmm. They like little boobs.
Not being in a shy pose. Does that not strike you as odd? I think that pose in general is odd. That pose is just not a very flattering pose. Why did they choose that pose?
Maybe because that's the only pose they could get?
No, because they had the Pegasus pose.
I meant for the... regular, non-Pegasus, and non-unicorns.
Maybe? Hey, maybe we should go in the order that I can actually produce the pictures. Let's talk about Sunlight, because she's kind of cool looking.
Boy, you're
okay?
Just jumping all the way over this, aren't you?
Well, I'm looking at a thing that has a list of pictures, and it's easier for me to go by a list of what I can produce a picture for than it is to try to find the picture that goes with whatever you just said. If this is a problem for you, we can do it the other way.
Well, because then we're going to get lost.
I'm not going to get lost. I'm following a list.
Mm-hmm. If we get lost, it's your fault.
All right, that's fine. If we get lost, I promise to ask for directions. And a lot of these pictures that I'm linking are donated by various people from the boards. These are not our pictures. We do not claim that we own these pictures. We're just making handy dandy links for you. So here we have Sunlight. And I guess we should also talk about sort of what's different about some of these, because we're just like, look at that, and forgetting again,
people can't see what we're seeing. Sunlight is green with rainbow hair, but her symbol is, like, different, like, really different.
How is it different?
Well, she's kind of like a strange greenish color instead of the other. They also seem to have very long hair. That's another thing I'm noticing. These guys have really long hair. It's longer than regular pony length hair. And the symbol is like, it's yellow, but it's like at the yellow sun, but then it's just like a yellow line for the outline of the clouds and another yellow line for the outline and of another cloud, but it's smaller and it's lower on the, it's like almost on the thigh rather than being on the rump. Very unusual looking. And the rainbow hair is your basic, you know, kind of like a pinkish red, blue, and yellow. And the hair texture looks different as well. It looks kind of like you're getting some of the Brazilian effect going on here where the hair gets frizzy real easy.
Very interesting.
See if it says anything about that. Not seeing anything about that. As far as they know, all the South African ponies that have been found are from year two. And it's possible that the whole of the year two line was produced and sold, but we're just going to talk about the ones that have actually been found or that we have pictures of. So Sunlight is just really unusual looking. I mean, that symbol is such an odd thing.
Get it out.
No. Mrs. G wants to know if Sunlight has doll eyes. I am assuming that she's referring to, like, the kind of Betty Bye eyes that we see on piggy ponies. So I'm going to say no, she does not. They're just regular old painted on eyes. Well, you see, Yum Yum, there you have it. Yum Yum has announced they have airbrush dive.
Ooh.
But I'm like staring at this this sunlight,
okay.
And it's just kind of
got
me mesmerized.
Staring
so let's
at
move
that
on.
Sunlight.
All right, now we're going to move on to Windy. Let's go see what Windy looks like. And Windy, ooh, you know, I just have a thing for Windy, I think is what it is. Her symbol, when they go to other countries, they did some really almost magical things to the stylization of Windy's symbol. In Greece, I mean, I absolutely love the Greek variation of the wind. And here's another one where we see it's a little bit smaller, but the swoopiness, the swirliness, it's just a little different. It's really the best way I can explain it, is that when you look at it, you can just tell. When you look at a Windy from another country, it's so odd how you can just tell she's another country just from the stylization of her symbol.
Yep.
Some of them, like Applejack, it's an apple. You know, maybe it has leaves, maybe it doesn't have leaves, but something about Windy always stands out to me. No matter what country we do, you just look at that symbol and you know right off the bat. You don't have to see the hair, you don't have to see the eyes, you just see the symbol and you know. Really much more obvious than I think some countries. Well, you know, obviously Germany does some interesting things with some of their stuff, but across the board, Windy's the one for me. And in case we're not, I'm trying to see, the color looks like she's white with rainbow hair, but the saturation almost gives her a lavender color. But I think she's just supposed to be white with your standard rainbow assortment of hair. Moonstone's been found, but there's no picture or description available. We did Moon Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
We did Medley, which is really unusual. Sprinkles, white with red hair, but no pictures are available. Apparently, it's mentioned that, as you can see, the South African ponies resemble their Hong Kong cousins. However, there are others who look completely different, such as Medley. and Seashell in the standing pose. So you might want to know what makes them special. You going to go to this page? And I can just read the whole page if you want. If you look at a South African pony, you will notice they look a bit odd. Yes. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
I've noticed that too. Good. This is because they are made up of different bone pony body parts. Oh my gosh, they're Frankenstein ponies. These poor things. In fact, the only ponies that have the matching head and body from the same mold are Moondancer and Medley. No wonder they look funky.
Hmm.
Bubbles, Applejack, Bowtie, and Sunlight all have Moondancer's walking pose and Firefly's open mouth head. Seashell has a Moonstone proud pose body and a Firefly open mouth head. Windy and Moonstone's head and Moondancer's walking pose. And the plastic of a South African pony is very hard. I think that's the first time we've ever said that about any pony, other than So Soft newborns from the G1 line, which are like the complete oxymoron of So Soft.
Yeah.
But this is, we actually get the opposite, where they're squishier or softer, but not in South Africa. They're very hard, apparently. Hey, and look at this. See, I hadn't even gone there. And see all this education we have given ourselves about ponies. We can pick these things out now.
The hair is similar
in texture to Brazilian ponies in that it's very fine in frizzes. See, we knew that. We could see the pictures as well. The hair colors also appear to be unique to South African ponies, too, because from people who actually have them, they have yet to find an exact hair match for, say, their South African Sunlight with any other My Little Pony.
Hmm.
They have longer manes that go right down to their hooves and a very long tail. However, ding, 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 the most noticeable and unique feature, and I have heard people talk about this before, they will see a batch of ponies, 100 ponies, and it'll be blurry and everything else, and they can find this one feature and know it's a South African. Do you think you know what that feature is?
What's that feature?
Come on, you have to at least try to guess.
Is it their rump?
It's on their rump.
Is it the blurry symbol?
No, I didn't say blurry symbol. I said blurry picture. I'm just saying there are things. There's this one little characteristic.
It's their butt plug tail?
Yes. They have a rooted tail. They don't have just one hole with all the hair coming through that's held with a washer like the other ones. They have a stitched tail, much like the regular manes of a pony. They look like they just got drilled with like a dozen holes and they got hair coming out. And from what I'm told, the way you can tell when you're looking at a picture is that when a beau is on a rooted tail, it does not sit up against the rump the way it would on a tail that just comes through a single hole. It sits further down because it's like a human head. It's got to gather all of that hair, so it can only get so close to the rump because of all those plugs. And that's how the gurus and the people with crazy eyes can see that there's a South African pony into that auction or that picture. They go, look how the beau is sitting on the tail. That's a South African. They don't even need to see that it's rooted. And now that I've given away the secret, all those South African searchers are going to call me up and I'm going to get hate mail. You gave away our secret. That's it. You cannot get a beau to sit up nice and flush against the butt. Not going to happen.
Wow.
Let me see. Here's a... I shall even supply a picture of the rooted butt plugs. Butt plugs. I said butt plugs. That's just so wrong. I said it three times. Butt plugs, butt plugs, butt plugs.
Well, I was the first one who said it, so.
There we go. Rooted butt plugs. I'm even going to write it. There we go.
And here's a little bit more information. There were actually a few more ponies that you did not mention. Did you mention Cotton Candy?
I'm looking.
No, there is no photo. There's Cotton Candy.
I know. I'm looking at the list here of what they have. Bubbles, Applejack, Seashell, Bowtie. No, if there's a Cotton Candy.
Okay. See, that's why I said let me go through my list so that way we get through all of them. We have Blossom, Cotton Candy, Bowtie, Heartthrob, Powder, and Sprinkles. And these, of course, are provided by Pink Kitty Winks in a question thread. And she is the Nirvana moderator. So I think we can kind of take it for granted that...
she might know what she's talking about.
Oh, yes.
Hey, yeah, as a matter of fact, a lot of this information that I'm reading off of is attributed to Pink Kitty Winks as well. And so, and here's an interesting thing. Remember I mentioned about the how the symbol of sunlight was so unique?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that is characteristic of how the South African symbols were done. They resemble, they only resemble their Hong Kong cousins because they're printed on in one block color and are quite small in scale. So they're smaller and they're done in all one color, which is really why they wind up looking so odd. And Pink Kitty Winks gives an excellent close-up example here to show you exactly how they would look where she has two sunlights next to each other in this picture. And you can really see it's very odd. That's a nice close-up where you're going, what the heck is that? Like, you would never know. Poor South African sunlight does not look like a sunlight at all. She looks like a breakfast gone terribly wrong, an egg that never quite made it right. Looks like Yum Yum is also supplying us with a photo. Ooh, no, Yum Yum, I don't think that's the same thing. That's disturbing. Yum Yum posted a picture of, I guess, somebody who was trying to customize and make a pony with butt plugs that didn't originally have butt plugs. And that looked wrong.
That does look wrong.
Yeah, I mean, unless that's the real deal. I mean, that just looks like something that somebody else made up, though.
Yeah, actually it is, because if you look at the hole, it's got tail rust.
There you go. How do you know you've got a real U.S. pony? It's got tail rust.
That big hole right there in the middle has tail rust. And probably, you got to figure, the South Africans probably don't have any type of washers.
Well, they don't need it because the tail is rooted.
Exactly. So you wouldn't have that rust look even after you actually drill the little holes. I'm sure you got to be pulling that color of rust right through the pony.
That's true, yeah. So they just had the regular rooted tail. So you know what? You could bathe a South African pony till your little heart's content. And you would not have to worry about rust. You might have to worry about mold if you don't air it out properly, but you'll never have to worry about rust.
Actually, wait a minute.
Okay. So you're saying that's the real thing? That don't look right. That's crazy looking. That's the real deal. Yum Yum has provided yet a second picture where the tail is actually still in and then there's butt plugs around it. I'm so confused. Please tell me That's not a real thing. That's like insult on injury, okay? They already gave him a big old hole for the tail, and then they give me a whole bunch of other holes around it because that just wasn't enough tail. Wow. Those poor, poor ponies.
I'm trying to figure out. Yep, it is.
Yeah, I know. He has greatly disturbed me now.
Unless maybe, if you think about it, maybe the molds already had it where that's where the tail was supposed to go.
Well, he's showing another picture here that has the tail in the main part of the hole. Seems to me that, I don't know, I would need to have further confirmation for some people that have, you know, more than one to make sure that that wasn't some sort of weird fluke. That would make me happy. I'm not saying that that's not the case, but I would really like to get more pictures.
Well,
more
how about
confirmation
this?
On the tail issue. It is rooted. It's just a question of now it looks like it may have had a regular tail, and then just for good measure, they felt they needed to drill another 20 little holes of hair around it.
Regular tail hole or are the tails just rooted? No big hole for tail. Okay, I'm putting this out to all those in Nirvana. I'm putting in their South African.
Just put a thread on the arena. I guess, is this the thread that I'm already looking at? Let's find out. Yep, there's the thread with the crazy holes. Weird. Okay, you know, sometimes in the pony world, you just come across something that just stops you in your tracks. And this is one of those things. This is just... The tail issue has just got me completely flustered. Yeah, see, we are dumbstruck. We are silent. We are, what the heck?
Well, I'm still posting up my question.
Well, don't post a question that's going to make us look stupid. Because it looks like that's just the way it is. Put in a custom tail. Punch the hole right through. Yeah, okay, so that's the thing. It says here, looks like in that particular picture that was customized. That it was a South African pony, but then they made a bigger hole to put in the other tail. Because somebody else is saying that they put in a custom tail and punched a huge hole right through using the crinkle of the tiny original holes. So it seems to me that it's not supposed to be one big hole surrounded by a bunch of little holes. It's just supposed to be a bunch of little holes. Yes, yeah, see, here we go. Here's somebody else who has four South African ponies. They all have small, tiny holes for their tails. No big holes exist in the girls I have. So, just so you know, not necessarily the case.
Hmm.
Whereas some, apparently, are saying it's a bit irregular. Pink Kitty Winks is now saying Funlight had a bit of a largest hole in the center of the tail where the machine kind of sewed round and round in one stop. So it seems like, you know, maybe it was just a matter of what the machine did. In general, the machine would do a bunch of little holes, but maybe sometimes the machine got kind of caught up in a spot and wound up making a bigger hole from making a bunch of little holes. But I don't think it was supposed to be quite that big.
No.
So this is what happens when you get to these enigmas, these not as well known ponies.
Because, yeah, if you really look at it, yeah, that was a customized tail because...
That was a customized tail.
Yeah, there is no hair in those little holes at all.
No hair? Well, the earlier... she took the hair out. One of the earlier pictures showed with all the hair.
I'm looking at the earlier photo with all the hair.
Yeah, none of the hair is in the small ones.
Yeah. It looks to be all bunched up right in that middle.
Yeah, something's just not right with that pony. Well, unfortunately, for tail holes, that wasn't the best example. And it would be great if we could find a better example of the South African tails. But I think you kind of get the idea, at least from some of the other pictures and links that we provided, is that they're rooted. It's a rooted tail. Sometimes
yeah.
You may get a little bit larger of a hole in an area, depending on what the machine did, it looks like. But it's not going to be one giant hole, or at least it doesn't look like it should be. Or maybe
right.
It could be. Something really screwy happened.
Well, little Ellie Cat, we got a decision to make.
Stop beating a dead horse?
We've only got one section left.
One section? Only one?
One
you mean that's
section.
It? And then we don't have any more G1s left?
That's right. Do we want to go ahead and do them?
But if I say yes, then we won't have any G1s to talk about next week.
Oh, we'll find something to talk about next week. I am very much sure of it.
I'm sure we'll find something to talk about. That's like a no-brainer. But what's left? I'm not even at the page.
We're left with the oddball cousins, the misfits of the family.
They have a pony of me?
I thought it was of me.
No, it's of me. No, it's of us. It's of us, the hosts of the My Little Pony Talk Show, including Pony Genie and Pony Guru.
Yes.
We are the last four G1 ponies.
But yes, these are the ones without homes. They are
no
countryless.
Country?
They are
and
countryless.
From what I've heard, there are more than just these few.
So hopefully,
rumors have been abounding.
So let's start with the two that we have on the page.
Okay, fine.
We have Miss Butterscotch, who is more like Applejack than Butterscotch. She is light orange with yellow hair, green eyes, and orange butterflies, which is probably why she got thrown out, because she was trying to imitate Applejack. What do you think?
I think we need a better picture to really truly appreciate what's going on with her.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that picture kind of looks washed out. But yeah, I think that'd be pretty interesting with the green eyes and everything else. Let me see if I can find... I have a sneaky suspicion that maybe some of these have had to have found a home by now, because unfortunately Where the Rainbow Ends doesn't always have the most up-to-date information. And in the pony world, it seems like every time you turn around, we're finding out something new. And I also know that there are actually some no country ponies not listed on here. So we can probably talk about these two and then see if people can call in the corrections. But we might actually have to do a little bit more homework to get a good proper list of no country ponies.
But what do you think about my theory?
You don't like that idea, do you? What was your theory?
My theory of, you know, Miss Butterscotch getting kicked out because she was trying to imitate
Applejack. No, I don't think that's the case because, gosh, there are so many ponies that have ripped off each other's color schemes and symbols and everything else. I don't know why they would possibly single out Butterscotch. I mean, there's apparently no country. I mean, I just did a quick search, and there is no country, all kinds of stuff. Seems like you have no country of just about every dang pony. What the heck?
Well, let's go with the ones we have photos of. We've got No Country Medley, who actually has two different versions. You have Medley with bright yellow/orange color with pink hair. Her symbol is thin red music notes, bright blue eyes. But then over on the arena, you have a red Medley.
What?
Yes.
You got to link that.
A red Medley.
Did you link it? Picks or it didn't happen.
I just linked it.
Okay, fine. Let me see.
Oh, wait, that butterscotch is actually an Argentinian butterscotch.
See, you know, I'm wondering if some of these, like, aren't Argentinians. That other medley just wants to be an Argentinian really bad. Boy, the red medley is pretty darn awesome.
Oh, yes. And she has white hair, but which may have been faded pink.
I don't know. That's looking pretty darn white.
Well, we
if
always
it isn't, I mean, she kind of has like that snowflake vibe going on with the pink and the white. So, you know, I want it to be white.
And her symbols are yellow music notes.
She's really neat looking.
Oh, yes.
It's like you almost forget you're even looking at Medley for a minute. Like, oh, yeah, Medley, the green pony with the green hair and the Lucky Charms sparkly green music notes.
Hmm.
I mean, doesn't she just remind you of Lucky the Unicorn?
Oh, yes, she does. And then we've got the unknown Starshine.
She's cool looking, too.
Yellow with a blue sun. And what color hair would you say that is?
That's like Munchie's color hair. It's like that coral pink the Munchie has, I think. That's what it looks like. That's cool, too. That's pretty. I'm pretty darn definite. That is not Argentina.
Oh, Yum Yum's saying we skipped 5 South African ponies.
It figures. What'd we skip, Yum Yum? Because we are not having. It's been very hard to get an exhaustive list in one spot. I'm so glad people actually listen to this show live to correct us on the stuff that we mess up.
Don't mind us. We are just awaiting Yum Yum.
Who's going to more than happily fill us in. Mm-hmm. It seems like pretty much like they had stated is that if it was a year two pony, they made it in South Africa.
Yeah, I mean we can just stick it with that. I mean, I said Star Dancer, Starshine, and Blossom.
She may have. I know you said it. I just can't remember if you were saying it in reference to the Macaws or to the no countries.
No, those
or
were
South
for South Africans.
You were talking about them for South Africans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was so long ago, I just don't remember.
Oh, yeah, that last five minutes just flew by.
It did.
And I mentioned Heartthrob, Parasol, and Powder.
You did? I know you mentioned Powder, and I know you mentioned Heartthrob. I didn't remember Parasol. You know, it's funny. Maybe I should listen to you more.
You think? And maybe we should have did what I said we should do and just go by the list I had?
Well, all we did was go off the list of what pictures we had, and then you could just go off the whole list. Nobody said you had to jump around. You go through the whole list. It was so much more interesting to hear us go back and forth and bicker. Come on, that's what people tune in to listen to, right? Since nobody else is calling in to tell us why they listen to us, we're just going to keep speculating. I really think this yellow medley with the pink hair, gosh, she wants to be Argentinian so bad. She really does.
I'm going to pull up Kit Kat's site. Let me see if she has any unknown countries.
But she's not, you know, Argentina. The reason I keep thinking that is Argentina already had a yellow medley, but did it with green music notes and red hair and a totally different pose. She doesn't have much by way of... other oddities and things like that. She really doesn't.
Oh, I'd say she has one great oddity right here.
What, the Bluebell oddity?
Mm-mm. No. The Starshine oddity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, poor tail. Boy,
yeah,
talking about missing the mark. My Dutch shell is kind of like that, where her tail is like way over to the right. You're like, oh, gosh, you know, it's just not right. Better aim next time, please.
Somehow this one slipped by quality control with her tail punched on her right hip.
It's not quite onto her right hip, but it's pretty darn close. It's close enough that you go, ooh, that's a little bit, how do you exactly, you know.
Maybe that day they were playing pin the tail on the pony and, you know, Starshine got it.
I'll bet quality control came across that pony and was going to chuck it and then felt bad and thought, somebody will still love this pony. I don't have the heart to chuck it. Maybe they had been chucking ponies left and right all day and it got to them. They felt it was their silence of the ponies. They had to save one, just one.
Well, have you ever watched, going off topic really quick, have you ever have you ever watched Futurama?
Like for about 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, they came back with some newer episodes, and the one newer episode was about Bender finding out that he wasn't exactly perfect. That he was, how do I want to put it? He had some defects that his beloved Inspector Number 5, he thought, missed. But then you see at the end of the episode, Hermes was his inspector. and he was going to put him into the pile of robots to destroy. And he just looked at him, and he just looked at Bender with these big eyes looking up at him, and he just could not do it. He picked him up. He picked him up. He went into his little computer. He changed from defective to perfect and sent him on his way.
Oh. That's sort of like my neighbor a long time ago who had a snake and he used to feed guinea pigs to. And he put a guinea pig into the cage. And then the guinea pig turned around and looked at him like, why did you do this to me? And the owner was like, oh, I feel so bad. He actually went back in and grabbed the guinea pig, and the snake bit him because he was going for the guinea pig, and he rescued the guinea pig, and then we got the guinea pig because he was like, I couldn't do it. And it's like not like the first time he's ever fed the snake guinea pigs, but for some reason, this one guinea pig, he said that guinea pig turned around and looked at me like, please don't put me down, and please don't do this to me. And he saved him, and that guinea pig lived a very long, happy life.
There you go.
So every once in a while, you know, I just suspect that's what happened with some of these oddball, you know, hole punched all the way onto the right side of the hip tails. You know, somebody was about to chuck it, and they just looked at it and couldn't do it.
Yeah. I think that's what it is, too.
Oh, I guess Mrs. G didn't call in because we said no crying babies.
Yes. That's her one request, no crying babies in the background.
Yeah, it doesn't translate well. Oddly enough, I know that might be really surprising. You would think crying babies would translate really well, but it just doesn't work. Really, really breaks up the reception and the clarity. And her phone doesn't work in her apartment. You have a crying baby and a phone that doesn't work. But what if you need to make a phone call, Miss G? You have a baby. Okay, I'm going to wait 60 seconds for that response. Oh, I need to know now. It's worse. I understand it's worse when you hold one. That's not a nice thing to say.
Oh.
Of course, like, yeah, you have until you've held one for 3 hours.
Oh,
yeah, I've lost the context of that. She says landline, so if it's a landline, why wouldn't it work in her apartment?
Hey, you know what? I know what we can do next week.
What?
Because I'm right now looking at Kit Kat's site, and it's giving enough stuff. We
don't say merchandise.
Well, then that just killed my idea.
You were going to say merchandise, weren't you? I guess we could go through some oddity merchandise. I mean, if we got some real oddities. I mean, if that's what it takes to stretch it out, I mean.
Well, we need some time to book a few other things, so.
I really think we just need to do an episode on the Friendship is Magic stuff. Let's talk about the episodes. Let's talk about the toys. Let's just do one episode of getting everything up to speed on what's going on with the G4 Hub ponies.
I say let's do a show with we are definitely doing merchandise.
We are?
Yes.
When?
Next week.
Okay. You heard it here. We're going to do merchandise. Merchandise. Use the mouth. That's it. Merchandise. Next week.
Because this stuff is just too cute.
There is some interesting. I've had some odd pieces of merchandise myself, so I could actually add to that call. Or add to that call. See, this is what happens when you read and try to think at the same time. I can add to the list of oddities. Mrs. G, you got to stop because I'm starting to have horrible images of, like, your living arrangements. She's like, she has a landline. She uses her cell phone for long-distance calls. She lives close to an airport and lives in a basement apartment with a crying baby.
Well, you know, I can understand using the cell phone for long distance because my mother and I, we don't have long distance on our phones.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd prefer if we used the cell phones for that because anything outside of our immediate town is considered long distance.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm just
messing, I mean, it's like 10 cents a minute.
Some of the coolest apartments I've ever been in were basement apartments. I used to live in Baltimore and actually lived in a basement apartment and had friends that did as well. And some of them can be very unique. So I'm just messing with you. It's just when you look at the very little adjectives to describe it, it can sound rather bleak. But no, they can be very, especially when you're near cities and stuff like that. Basement apartments take on a whole new meaning.
Well, except for if you live in one of the suburbs outside of Chicago, that means you're guaranteed to be living in a waterbed after a big rain.
See, I was trying to make Miss G feel better, but we weren't slighting on her comment about being in a basement apartment, and here you just dissed it again.
No, I'm just saying if you live in one in a suburb outside of Chicago.
Well, we don't know where she lives. What if she lives outside of Chicago?
Then she knows this.
And then she's living in a waterbed. And that just, again, plummets the story back into bleakness. Here I was going with the lovely, unique, really cool basement apartments. Because basement apartments, I'm telling you, can be unlike any other apartment you've ever been in. Their floor plans, everything else tends to be totally unique. And then you had to go and mess it out with the whole, oh, yeah, it rains, it's a flood. I know. Shh. Don't tell anybody that. Okay, yes, and ponies. And that's when you get out your sea ponies. So people who live in basement apartments should have really large sea pony collections.
There you go.
There you go. And I'm willing to bet people who have large sea pony collections did so out of the need of necessity. Because the regular ponies were drowned. Only the sea ponies could survive the flood.
See, that's the one thing I always fear because my ponies are in the basement. Every time it rains.
Make sure they're in really good Rubbermaid containers and they are packed properly so they don't get musty and damp and they float. You haven't done any of that, have you?
No.
I didn't think so.
Let me put it to this way. We go down when it starts raining and we check, and if it looks like there's going to be water coming up, oh, yeah, it's going to be instantaneous. Okay, let's grab them. Let's go. Let's move, 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 move.
Save the ponies. Those 100-year-old family photographs, they can get destroyed. That's okay. Get the ponies.
The ponies are going above sea level. In this house. Let's move them, people.
Hey, you know, before we, like, continue on with our absolutely irrelevant topic here, I'm fully aware that there are a lot of no country ponies we have missed, we did not talk about. I've seen a few myself on eBay, but unfortunately, the gurus on this matter were not available. So, if you know of a no country pony that we did not mention, you can email us at mylittleponytalk@gmail.com. You can contact us at our My Little Pony Talk Facebook page. You can contact either me or Panda on the boards.
Mm-hmm.
Please let us know, because we are fully aware that we did not cover them all, because
right,
there are a lot of them out there, and we have not been able to find a really good list. and it seems like every time you turn around, there's another one. There was a No Country Mommy Bright Bouquet on eBay that I was bidding on, like, last month. And nobody knew where she was from. She might have been Spanish. She might have been No Country. I think that was another thing. A lot of these, some of these ones, like some of the Spanish ones, they have No Country on them. It's just that because people have either found them on back cards or whatnot, are they able to identify them specifically? All these No Country mm-hmm. ponies obviously belong to a country somewhere. It's just they haven't been found on a card to definitively place them.
Right.
But just so you know, we didn't slight anybody on purpose. We just
no.
are really that ignorant. We just don't know. That's right.
And
that's
seriously?
How we're basically going to end the G1 line with, we just don't know.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, we really are not collectors of these ponies, so we're really not going to know. So,
of the No Country ponies, let's get this straight.
Right.
We are huge collectors. We just are not huge into... Did we talk about Columbia?
Yes.
You're sure?
I'm pretty sure we talked about Colombian ponies.
Because Colombians are relatively new to the scene. I mean, because if we didn't talk about Colombians, we got to go back.
Give me a quick second.
I'm looking. You know what? I don't see Colombia on the list. Next week, we're going to be talking about Colombian ponies. See, and this is why we don't know, because every time you turn around, another country is being discovered. And more ponies are flooding in, and it's just amazing how much information is coming out. Did we talk about the Japanese ponies? I don't think so. Did we?
What Japanese ponies?
The Japanese pony. There's one in several poses, different hairstyles. Made by Takara. It was the My Little Pony, made by Takara Toys. It was the real deal. Oh, my gosh. All right, guys, we're not done with G1s yet. We still got to talk about Colombians, and we still have to talk about Japanese. And if you know of another country we haven't covered, please feel free, fill us in. I'm off the top of my head. That's what I see is missing.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Are you going through the list?
Colombian, Japanese.
I could talk all day about Takaras, even though there's only like one, because that is our current grail, you know. We have Takara fakies, but we do not have the real deals. Apparently, there are only very, very few real deals ever been found.
Well, I think at this point, we do need to actually say goodnight. Oh, okay, here we go. Miss Gadiman's FYI, I listen to you guys because this is the only My Little Pony radio show.
Well,
there you
know,
go. I cornered the market here. That was my goal when I started the show.
That's how you, stating the obvious, we listen to you because we have no other choices. So that means hopefully nobody else will get the idea of making another My Little Pony talk show because... Then what?
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. I don't think we can be topped.
Knock on wood. Don't say things like that. You'll jinx us.
And, of course, she also enjoys listening about all the ponies. And, of course, the craziness is just the icing on the cake.
Well, you know, it could get a little dry if you just strictly talk about ponies. Complete ponies, because, you know, just like our collecting, ponies invade all aspects of your life. It's
mm-hmm.
not just ponies in this nice little box over in the corner of the room. Ponies are, like, everywhere, and everything makes you think of a pony, and every pony can make you think of something else and bring up a story. It's a way of life.
Yes, it is.
Especially if you see the photo book. You'll see it literally has been a way of life for Kitten. But, yeah, I think that's where that craziness comes from. Because they're everywhere. We're being invaded.
We are definitely being invaded. And unfortunately, that is all the time we have this week. So unfortunately, it's time for Pony Bye-byes.
Okay, so next week, are we going to talk about Colombia and Japan, or are we going to take a break, talk about merchandise, and then go to Colombia and Japan?
Colombia and Japan.
Alrighty. You heard it. See you next week.
See you.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
And, of course, download us for anything we say after this. Because we have now gone back to 120 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I don't think we were supposed to have a three-hour show. When I looked at the thing, I think it was just saying, oh, here, try out the three-hour show. Oopsie, weren't supposed to have it. That was the next level up of premium service.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's really, really good.
Yeah, because this gives everyone a reason to download us.
Yeah, right? Because they need to hear that last 30 seconds, right? Well, everybody downloads us anyway.
Well, 30 seconds to an hour.
We've only done that a couple times. Now, come on, we've had 76 shows. Hey, this is our 77th show. We didn't make a wish.
We'll do it when we get to 80.
Yeah, you don't want to miss the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, you never know what we're going to discuss in those last 2 minutes.
You can hear me furiously typing. But, okay, well, that means that Colombians, we really got to get the guru on board or find a Colombian guru. I know there are people that are really into it. I know our guru knows a lot about Colombian ponies. I know she's also been crazy busy.
But you also need to do me one favor. What? Don't turn it into an interview.
It's the guru. It's not somebody new. Just have her tell us about the Colombian ponies. We don't know anything about them.
I meant if we find someone new.
Oh. But hey, when we get somebody interesting, you don't want to know more about them?
We can interview them another time, though.
No. I don't want to interview them later. They're not that interesting. They're only interesting when they call in and we find out they're from someplace else. And then it's like, oh, that's so neat. Tell us about yourself. But I don't want to have like a whole interview. That's too much work. You got to plan that.
Exactly.
No. People listen to us for our spontaneity.
No interviewing.
Boy, you are such a killjoy.
And I also have to work next Saturday, so.
Yeah, well, we're not going to go over anyway. I hope Pony Jeannie is able to make it. She's got a lot going on today, but hopefully next week she'll be able to tune in.
Oh, yeah. She told me today that it was going to be a bar mitzvah for someone who wanted the New York Jets as the theme.
Yeah, because you know that's what you need is a lot of flowers at a bar mitzvah. What the heck? Boys don't care about flowers.
Yes, but moms do.
Ugh, stupid. Just give everybody a football and call it good. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I mean, because obviously, you know, we want Pony Jeannie to have a job, but sometimes flowers for certain occasions just seem silly. I mean, obviously, it's more a party for, like, the adults. Because all the kid's going to get is buttloads of money and the denominations of, I think it's, what, 8? 8, 18, 28. I think it has to have an 8 in there is how that works.
Okay.
It's just custom. What can I say? So, on that note, I think we just need to figure out, I think I'll just have to find a good site for Colombian ponies. I'm sure we can do that. Let's just try not to do it while we're on the show. Might be good to actually have it in advance.
Sounds good to me.
Cool. I will see you next week, then.
Alrighty, then. Till then, pony bye-byes.
Bye-bye.
Is that it? Are we alone? I think we are. Well, that's our show for tonight. Everyone have some pony luck and pony joys. Oops, almost forgot. Here's a little pony joy dust that the pony genie gave me to sprinkle. I didn't want to share. So here we go. Shh, don't tell. Good night.